Why can't we just look and see if the word loy in the pasuk regarding Eev is written with a vav, in which case it would suggest that he served Hashem out of ahava, or with an aleph, in which case it would suggest that he served Hashem out of fear of punishment? But I said, could we find in other places that the word loy is written with an aleph, and yet it's understood as if it was written with a vav? Therefore, simply looking at how it's spelled will not be determinative of what is actually meant. A braisa says, the pasuk says that Eev was God-fearing, and the pasuk says that Avram was God-fearing. Just as Avram's fear was born out of his love for Hashem, the same is true of Eev's fear. We see this is the case by Avram, because the pasuk says, Zera Avram Oyhavi. What's the difference in the schus of someone who serves Hashem out of love and one who serves Hashem out of fear? A braisa says, Rav Shimon Elazar says, we darshan psukim to teach that the reward for serving Hashem out of love lasts to protect his descendants in this world for 2,000 generations, whereas the reward for serving Hashem out of fear only lasts for 1,000 generations. Mar says, a brother had two talmidim who each had a dream. One read a pasuk in a dream that discussed fearing Hashem. The other read a pasuk in a dream that discussed loving Hashem. Rav told him, you're both complete tzaddikim. The only difference is that one serves Hashem out of fear and the other serves Hashem out of love. Hanalach perek yishem shehamayim. Perek Misha, Kine Perek Shishi. Look, the Halakha Mishnah Mishiyata Deshmaya, if a man warned his wife not to seclude with a particular man, and she then secluded herself with that man, Rabbi Eliezer says, even if the husband hears about the seclusion from a little birdie, meaning an unreliable source, he still has to divorce her if he chooses not to give her the Me'amarim, and he has to pay her ksuba. Rabbi Yeshua says, he does not need to divorce her until everybody is talking about her actions. The Mishnah continues, if the seclusion was established by two witnesses according to Rabbi Yeshua, or by a birdie according to Rabbi Eliezer, and a single witness then came and said that he saw her be Mezana, she is not given to drink, and would be divorced and would lose her ksuba. Moreover, even if that single witness is a slave, or a maidservant, they're believed to the point of making her lose her ksuba. If the witness is her mother-in-law, or her mother-in-law's daughter, or her co-wife, or her husband's brother's wife, or her husband's daughter, they're believed to say she was mezana and to prevent her from being able to drink the me'amarim, but they may not make her lose her ksuba. Misha says, we would think that a single witness would not be believed to say she was mezana because if two witnesses are needed to establish a seclusion, which only makes her temporarily yasser to her husband, then for sure two witnesses would be needed to establish that she was mezana, which would make her permanently yasser to her husband. However, the Torah teaches is that one witness is believed when the pasuk says ve'ed ein ba, which we understand to mean that there are not two witnesses but there is one witness. Mishnah says, based on this, we would think that a single witness should be believed to establish the seclusion. However, we have Xerus Shava that says differently. The pasuk regarding divorcing his wife says ki matza bo ervas dover. Another pasuk says al pishnayim edim yakum dover. The Xerus Shava teaches that two witnesses are needed to establish an ervas dover, which would include the matter of seclusion. Mishnah ends off: if one witness says she was mezana and another witness says she was not, or if one woman says that she was mezana and another woman says she was not, she's given the waters to drink. If one said she was mezana and two said she was not, she's given the water to drink. If two said that she was mezana and one said that she was not, she is not given the waters to drink. Frech, the Gemara Mishnah says that a single witness is not believed regarding the seclusion based on Xerus Shava. We learned earlier that a single witness is not believed for the kinoi or the stira based on the word ba in the pasuk of Ve'ed Ein Ba. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah should be understood as if it's said that regarding a kinoi and stira, a single witness is not believed based on the teaching of the word ba. Regarding other instances of Znos, a single witness is not believed based on Xerus Shava of Davar Davar. Mishnah said, Eid Omer Omer Nitmeis. Zakhnimar, the only reason the witness is not believed is because there's another witness that contradicts him. If not for that, the single witness would be believed. This is based on the pasuk of Eid Ein Ba. And Eid refers to two witnesses. So there are not two witnesses, but there is one. Zakhnimar, maybe the pasuk means that there's no witness at all. Mar says it can't be. Because the pasuk says, Lo Yochum Eid Echod. Be'ish. There's seemingly no reason to say the word echad. The pasuk does so to teach that whenever the pasuk says the word aid by itself, it refers to two witnesses unless the Torah adds the word echad. If the Torah believes the single witness who says that she was mezana, how can another single witness come along and contradict them? Ulu has said that wherever the Torah believes a single witness, that witness is given the status of two witnesses. If so, the witness who says she was mezana is considered as two. So how can a single witness contradict what he says and cause that she should not be fully believed? After the Gemara Ula said, we must change the words of the Mishnah to read that if another single witness comes and contradicts the first witness, the woman is not given the waters to drink, precisely because the first witness is believed, like two witnesses. Rabbi Yitzchak gave this answer as well. Another Teretz Rabbi Chiya said, the Mishnah's wording should not be changed, and Ula's halacha only applies if the single witness was already fully accepted by Bezdin before the other witness came. However, if the two came together, since the first was never fully established as being accepted, he would not get the status of two witnesses. For the acting Gemara, the Mishnah said, if one witness said she was Mezana and two said that she was not, she's given given the waters to drink. Now, this suggests that if it was one against one, she would not be given the waters to drink, which is contrary to what Rav Chiya said. Rav Chiya would answer, the later part of the Mishnah suggests that suggests the opposite. The Mishnah says if two witnesses say that she was mezana, and one says that she was not, she is not given to drink. Now, this suggests that if it was one against one, she would be given to drink. To explain this contradiction, we must say that the Mishnah is talking about witnesses who are normally possible, like women and slaves, in which case Rabbi Nechemiah says that we follow the side that has more people saying the testimony, even if it's two women against one man. Another version of Rabbi Nechemiah is that when we're dealing with witnesses who are otherwise possible, we follow the majority only when it's two women against one woman. However, if it's two women against one man, it would be considered as if it was equal weight on both sides. According to this version, our Mishnah is discussing where at first one woman came and said testimony, and then another two women came and contradicted her testimony. According to this, Zakti Gemara, both cases of this part of the Mishnah are teaching regarding witnesses who are otherwise puzzled. The reason why we need two cases is that one teaches that we follow the majority of you if it will lead to a chumra, and the other teaches that we follow this view even if it will lead to a kula, to a leniency. Hadnalach perek mi shekinei.